Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay. So let's talk about what I love about a man. Oh my gosh, where do I start? Okay, you men, you're just so delicious. Let me just start with that. Like, I fucking love you guys. I love men. Their bodies, their strength, just everything. But just so I can, like, keep my thoughts collected here, let me start at the beginning. Let me start with why I have a certain physical type. I'm tall, and while I'm slim, I've always been tall, and so I say that I suffer from TGS, which is tall girl syndrome. And tall girl syndrome is, you know, no matter how slim I am, as tall as I am, I always kind of feel big, you know. It's just something in my head, right, where I don't want to feel big. I want to feel tiny and petite and, you know, like I can be manhandled and snapped like a little twig, when in reality, you know, I'm tall and lean and, you know, it's, I'm not 5'2", so I'll never feel like this tiny little petite spinner unless I have a tall, you know, physically strong guy. So that tends to be my type. Kind of like, you know, I would say 6'2" and above is 6'2" to 6'5". That's like my ideal. I mean, 6'5" is probably my ideal height. That's perfect. I can put my heels on. You know, all my expensive heels are 4 inches. So you put that on 5'10" and boop, you know, you're right up there. Now, I want to put in a caveat to that, because it's not always about, sometimes it's about, there's definitely some men that have an...
Hello, it's Layla. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just have one quick announcement and I'm so excited about it. I'm almost finished with my free sex bucket list tutorial. I just want you to know, if you want to be notified as soon as it launches, all you have to do is go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on sign up under exclusive access to unpublished content. You'll be the first notified when it's available, and I'm so excited for you to give it a try. All right, now back to the show.
You know, that it's their physical presence is imposing, and it's just, there's something about them. So it's not a steadfast rule, but generally speaking, if you lined up a lot of the guys over the years that I've dated or, you know, had relationships with, what have you, they're going to look, they have a similar look. Okay, off that. Now, so I love a bigger guy. I love a tall, you know, hunk of a man with, you know, that outweighs me a lot, so that I can feel like I love the weight of a man's body on me. Oh, fuck, that turns me on. Just when he's on top of you, that, like, you just know, oh, this is a man. I love the size of their shoulders and chiseled abs and hands. I just have this thing about a man's hands. First of all, I love those hands all over me, touching me and making me feel good, and sometimes soft and sometimes strong. But I don't know what it, like, I just love a man's hands. You know, when guys send, you know, selfies and in the mirror and you can see them holding the phone, I'm always drawn right to the hands. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a kink or a fetish. I'm not sure. I need to put me on a little help with discerning that. But yeah, definitely. I love, you know, a man's hands. I like when a man just kind of, you know, grabs you and you feel how strong he is, and not in a super aggressive way, but you know, again, it's just the masculine energy to me is just such a fucking turn on. Like when I'm looking at a tall man who's in great shape, who takes care of himself, I can't help it. I mean, I just get so fucking turned on. I love men's voices. I love how they're protective of women. You know, how a man makes me just feel so feminine.
Hello, Curious Girl Diaries podcast listeners. Hey, I need a big favor. I'm getting ready to launch the Curious Girl Diaries private podcast. This will be a private membership-based podcast where I can get even more revealing with you guys. I'm looking for input on content creation. Basically, what do you guys want to hear? Here's your chance to come and co-create with me. There's two ways to do this. Either email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Please put private pod in the subject line, or go to the website, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, and leave me a voicemail. All co-creators will receive special access to the private podcast when it launches, which is very soon, so please don't wait. All right, now back to the show.
And so fucking sexy, you know, like, ugh. Men and women's bodies were really, you know, their energy, you know, the yin and the yang and all that, they're just so uniquely designed for each other. And that's not to say that's, you know, that there's not that same dynamic and energy between same-sex couples in any way. Just that, you know, for me, oh my gosh, nothing, you know, gets me going more than just a sexy, tall, in shape, well-built hunk of a man. I'm just like, get over here and get on me, or let me get on you. I know what to do with that body. Oh my gosh, I'm getting myself all worked up here. I'm going to have to find an outlet for this when I'm done. But I love, like, you know, I love really broad shoulders and chiseled arms, and I want to be in those arms. And I just kind of, like I said earlier, I love the fact that, you know, like this, a man is strong and physically, you know, they're strong, and that they could just have their way with you if they wanted, but they can also provide you the softness and comfort that you need too, because you feel safe and cared for, and oh, it's the best. I think snuggling after an aggressive sex session is hot. Going from one extreme to the other, hot. So anyway, that's what I love about men. And I guess I focused on the physical mostly, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm here to do, right? Focus on the physical for now. Anyway, there you have it.